when we will trust him. When we will trust him regardless of what we see. When we will trust him regardless of what's going on. When we will trust him because of what's going on. When we will acknowledge our trust and acknowledge his faithfulness regardless of what might be stirring around us, when we acknowledge that trust, and we acknowledge his presence, then we can begin to receive of the life that is in him. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we will allow ourselves to just focus on who he is, then that life, that truth, will begin to flood into us. That truth will begin to change us. It's not the truth that we can quote that changes us. It's the truth that we have in our heart where we line up with what the word actually says. And as we allow the word of God to bring a testimony into our heart, it releases every possibility. My heart is full of joy and gratitude this morning because, among other things, you know, my son was able to be here. And he came in from out of town and he was able to be here. But the fact that he's here is a huge testimony to me. Huge testimony in life. It's a huge testimony to what God can do. Because see, I don't have to be limited by what was, and he doesn't have to be limited by what was, because why? We serve a living God. And when we serve a living God, there's hope no matter how hopeless it seems. By all rights, he should still be in prison. And that's hard. By what the legal system says should have been happening, he shouldn't even be out yet. But God. And because of what God's doing, I get to see and I get to have this, the joy of having my son and within my life and part of my life. I get to have the joy of having a grandson in my life, which wouldn't have happened if he had still been in there. And we celebrated his fourth birthday this week, but what we're celebrating was 4 years of his making the decision to follow after God. I can tell you in that journey, there were moments when there was nothing in me that knew even where to stand, much less how to stand. But in those moments, I just kept saying, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you because, Lord, you've been faithful. I trust you because you first trusted me. You trusted me with salvation. You trusted me with your love. You trusted me with your testimony. You trusted me, Lord. How can I do anything but trust you? How can I have any response other in my heart other than to trust you? And Lord, I can't say what I can see in this momentary thing that's around me, but I can say, Lord, I trust you. And when my heart began to agree with that place of trust, then the victory began to rise up within me. And I can tell you the victory was rising up in me even before the court date was set. When I arrived in the courtroom, the victory was so in me, I was at peace. It didn't matter what was swirling outside. It mattered what was inside. See, that same peace, that's the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's the same peace that allows when our life, when our doctrine and our teaching become one with our life, then there's a unity of the Spirit that is available to us in those moments that rises up and it speaks into the situation. I'm not saying it's always easy. I'm saying he's always faithful. He's always there. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And in the matter, no matter what it is that you're facing, the thing that you can count on is his love. And the thing that when that begins to be what compels us, when that is what drives our thought in response. See, to be compelled by love is to stand in agreement with what he's releasing to you in his testimony. LaRue's been speaking about union okay, about union and promise. But when we stand in the place of union and promise, now everything is on the table again. Everything is available to us. Why? Because out of the union that we have with Him, out of the union of the Spirit that is available to us, now we can begin to stand in the word of promise and allow the promise to speak for us. Hallelujah. When His word speaks louder in you than the circumstance, that's the maturity that releases kingdom. When His word stands in you to a greater degree than what you see or what you hear, that's the maturity of the kingdom. That's how we stand in alignment with both our destiny and His heart. His will, see, His will is to love you. His will is to bless you. His will is for you to be His good pleasure, His delight. That's what His will. His will is for you to stand as a son, as a daughter. He's testified to us about that over and over. But in the same way, it is up to us what we receive. He makes His will evident. John 1:12 says it is His will for us to become sons and daughters, to become children of the King. But you can't always make it happen. If He won't make it happen unless you choose to make it happen. What I'm saying is unless you engage and allow it to happen. I've seen situations where someone's hurt, and yet no matter how many people come to embrace them, not to feel sorry for them, but to embrace them and encourage them and lift them up, and then they resist it. Even my young grandson, he was a little overwhelmed with all the people there for to celebrate his birthday, so he wanted to go hang out in the garage and in a boat, which we have a lot of fun hanging out in the boat. And I said, but I told him, it's not that time. But see, as much as I knew what was much better for him, he didn't know what was much better for him yet. And so I had to speak and release love for to draw him, but he still had to make a decision to engage, and once he engaged, he had a lot of fun. In the same way, the love of God is there for us to engage. In the same way, it's there for us to embrace. I mean, as we embrace it, it releases something greater, something that we may not even gotten to see before, Carla. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Corinthians. Because 1 Corinthians 13, Justin was speaking out of this last Wednesday night. Was it only Wednesday night? See, no matter what our giftings, no matter what our callings, God has placed some magnificent giftings in this body. He's placed some magnificent callings in this body. But the first thing we must engage, the thing that we must absolutely have a master over is the love. Because without the love, then that thing, that gifting, that calling just becomes something that controls us and becomes our identity instead of us allowing God's identity to be seen through it. See, His glory is released. His glory is released when a gifting and love are united and let go. When the dunamis power meets the love of God, there's something that's going to happen that releases the kingdom. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:1, I speak with the tongues. If I speak with the tongues of men and angels but not have love, I've become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and do not know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned but not have love, it profits me nothing. See, without love being the basis, the foundation, without love being the foundation, the rest of it is almost immaterial. I can tell you from personal experience, look at me that way, that you can do things, that you can do things that look good, sound good, and probably are good, but you can do it with the wrong intention. And when you do it with the wrong intention, the result in heaven isn't what you're looking for. What the Lord is looking for is for your intention and what you do to be love. And then even if you mess up, he's going to count it for your good. Even when you miss the mark, it's still going to be released as something wonderful in his eyes. Why? Because your intention of your heart was love, and he'll bring you into order with whatever that thing was. But when we do it, and we do it out of some other issue like performance or competition or jealousy, it counted for nothing. I'm saying this so that we focus on what's most important. Because when we focus on the love of God, when we focus on his purpose through the love, it will release things, more things and greater things than we could possibly do out of our own strength. See, it says love is patient, love is kind. Love does not brag, it's not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly, it seeks not its own. It's not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now, when we say that, oftentimes we think the bearing all things or believes all things. I want to ask you, let me just say this first. If you don't see it in Jesus' life, then basically it didn't exist, okay? In other words, if we're believing something that we can't see in his life, in his testimony, then we're believing it wrong. And so what I'm looking for here is for us to recognize, did he believe everything that everybody told him? He said, love believes all things. He is love. But did he believe everything everybody told him? No. I'll show you scripture on that in a moment. But see, he's love. Okay? Love believes, all things actually means love believes the whole. The whole. So love is not responding to this one particular action, which may or may not even been good. Love is not responding to one little bitty piece of your life that where you fell down and you said something. Love is responding to who he sees you to be, not just now, but in the future. Who he's called you to be. And see, when we begin responding to those around us out of what they're called to be instead of maybe what they are at this moment, we're releasing destiny. Because I don't have to respond to every issue in their life. I can begin to respond to what they're called to be, and I can stand in agreement for where God is taking them instead of judging what they're doing at this second. And so when I begin to respond like that, I'm releasing something that's called destiny. Let me go, I'll show you. Go with me to Mark 10. See, love comes and removes the fear of motivations. Most of the things that we do are responding to fear. When we get defensive, we're responding to fear. When we respond to rejection, we're responding to fear. When we're responding in anger, we're responding to fear. Love removes the fear motivations. Love also requires that we be more reliant upon the Father to see what He's doing in the moment. Because when we see what He's doing in the moment, we see more than just what we're addressing or what's been addressed to us. And it allows us to come in alignment with His purpose. Okay. So here, Mark 10. This is a rich young ruler. Verse 17, and he was setting out on a journey. A man ran up to him and knelt before him and began to ask him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he says, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments: do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not bear false witness, do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he says, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up." And looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him. Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him. But did he actually believe him? No, you can tell by the next response that he didn't actually believe what he said, because he said, basically what he was telling them was, "I've kept all the commandments." But his next question is for him, "Then there's one thing you lack, which sell all you have." See, what he was pointing out to the young man, he wasn't really even worried about the finances. He was worried about where his heart was. He was worried about the love component. Because, see, this man was loving himself and loving those finances more than he could love God. It wasn't about, see, this is always taught as being about the finance, but what it was actually about was an issue of love. But God's not worried about the finance. He's looking for his heart to bring a heart change to this man. When he brings a heart change to this man, he can release something that's greater, a greater testimony through him than anything he could have done with that finance. There's no way to confirm it, but there is legendary, at least, information that this man, this rich young ruler, was actually Gaius, who later went on to fund a big portion of Paul's ministry and to fund a big portion of what we know as the gospel. But first, God had to address the area of his heart that where love wasn't allowed to do yet. But Jesus didn't speak into what was. He was speaking in from the place of where he was going, where he could be. Jesus wants to speak into every one of our hearts about where we can go and where we can be. To that end, when he speaks into our heart about forgiveness, when he speaks into our heart about how to stand in love for somebody, it's not always easy, but it comes from a place of expressing our trust, expressing his, reminding ourselves of his faithfulness. In the same way that he allowed this thing, he didn't just believe what he said, but he was believing the whole of who this man could be and releasing destiny as he did so. When God speaks into your life, he speaks something for wholeness. He speaks something to release who you're going to be, who you're called to be. He wants to bring a fullness in that will shape the destiny that's within you, but also begin changing the environment around you. In the old days, I used to spend a lot of time in the confession of the word, and I actually adore that because I can get into just a prophetic flow with just the confession of the word, and it changes you. But I can tell you, the testimony is that encountering the love of God will change you even more. It will change you quicker. It will cause all those things that are, all the hurts to drop off. Because as all the hurts drop off, now we have room to allow the magnificence of who He is to come in. The purpose of letting go is so that a greater testimony can be released. See, sometimes we get confused and we think that, you know, forgiving is just about me. No, forgiving is not just about me. Yes, there's obviously things that need to be, in other words, if I forgive, if I'm choosing to forgive, I'm choosing to release the other person. I'm choosing to break free of what the enemy is using against me. I'm choosing to acknowledge that God is the judge. And I'm choosing to embrace the person more than the offense. But there's one more thing that it actually means. I'm choosing to embrace the testimony of God through this event. Because, see, my forgiveness is not just about me. My forgiveness is about setting out something that releases a testimony in the kingdom so that God can be seen. Sometimes, I'll do it this way. Sometimes the person that we're forgiving is ourselves. Where's his mirror? We're forgiving ourselves. Because the person who's most capable of injuring you is you. The person closest to you, not in some conceited way, but is you. When we forgive ourselves, it's the first step. And if you have some disappointment or ought, something that you expected to see and didn't see, and you're holding God in a place of offense, today's the day to let go of that. If you're holding yourself in some level of offense, today's the day to let go of that. Justin released a prayer Wednesday night that, man, it just flowed out of heaven. For those who weren't here, I would like for him, you know, I'd like for all of us just to stand up and allow God to come. Just, if you would, just come down here to the front. Because I don't think there's anybody in the body, and it's not just this body, it's the body of Christ, that can't refuse to release and let go of the burden. Justin released a prayer on Wednesday night that just sets a testimony. Chris, give me a little background, please. Dim the light. Because what we're doing here is making room. We're making room for God to be God. We're making room for the testimony. We're making room for His love to flow into. So as we stand here and as we come into agreement and we come into agreement with whatever the Lord puts in Justin's mouth here, we're standing for the body of Christ, not just for ourselves. We're standing to release a greater testimony. We're standing to receive the healing that He's intended for each and every one of us. Because we've all suffered offense at one point. We've all given offense at one point. Hallelujah.
During the first service, I fell into intercession for y'all, for the body of Christ all over Houston, the family that go to this church, the loved ones that we're connected to. And as I was just bathed in the love of God, I could just feel the pains and the hurts. And the liberation and the freedom began to start coming forth. And as I was just laying there, I just started seeing faces. Names started coming just across of people smiling, of just them going, just seeing them with joy just rising forth. And when I released Wednesday, what the Lord put on my heart is just we're in a season right now. We crossed over the threshold. We're coming to the season where the King Priest's anointings are merging. And it's the enemy is not happy. God's wanting to heal all of us. Not only in just in our flesh, not only just in our spirits, but mainly in our souls. The things that we've covered up, the things that's been hidden for years, the things that's come when we were children that we might not even know of. But God wants to shine a light on that this morning. There's been many testimonies since Wednesday that's come forth of people coming to me and telling me life-changing experience happened Wednesday night. And it was just the love of God flowing. Like Pastor was talking about, He wants to bathe you in His love. He wants to free you from everything, all the hurts, all the pains. But you got to want to let it go. In Isaiah 53, He says He's bore all your sicknesses and all your diseases. And by His stripes, you were healed. In Deuteronomy 25, it talks about those stripes that he took for you when His body got broken. That when there was any ought or controversy or anything that might arose up between you and another person, that you would not be judged, that you would not have to go through that consequence, that you can be set free if you wanted the freedom. And that if you were to go to take the Lord's Supper to remember that body that was broken, without recognizing and without judging yourself, that there would be consequences that come through. That you would not realize the substitution that He went through. The beatings, the 40 stripes that He went through for your freedom and for your liberation. So I just want you to just humble yourself right now and just allow the love of God to surround you. Allow the light to shine bright. And Chris, I just want you to play that same song, It's Anointed, Open Up Your Heart. And I'm going to ask for y'all to open up y'all's heart as I lead y'all in. Holy Spirit, we just come to You right now in the name of Jesus. You say that You never leave us nor forsake us, that You are always with us. We give You full reins into our lives. We just ask that You would surround us with the shield of protection right now, that You would surround us with just a shield of fire, with a wall of Your protection. You come as our teacher and as our helper. We ask for help this morning. We ask that You would just lead us and guide us into the throne room of grace right now, that You would transfer us into another jurisdiction where the atmosphere is nothing but love, to where the atmosphere is nothing but grace and mercy, to a place that we can come that's safe, to a place that we can come and rest under the shadow of the Almighty Wings. As we cross through right now, we come boldly and confidently into the throne room of grace. And Lord, we just love You. We love the way that You love us. We love the way that You embrace us. We just ask You right now that You would just shine a bright light on the inside of us, that You would just release that light, Lord. We see You standing there right now with a two-edged sword, and we ask that You would separate body, soul, spirit. And Lord, we just offer ourselves unto you this morning right now. We offer our souls unto you, Lord, to have your way, to release healing. We release all the appetites of the soul. We release all anxieties right now. We lay it at your feet to be circumcised and to be severed and to be placed in your baptism right now, never to rise again in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, as we release any fears or timidness or any aughts or any wounds that are inside of our souls right now that has manifested into our bodies, that has weakened our spirits, Lord, we release all of those to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, all the pains, all the sufferings, Lord, as you bring faces into your children's eyes right now, reminding them, shedding that light, Father, shedding that light on any controversy, of any arguments, of any aught. We ask that you would release a light for these next couple of days, Father God, into our lives, Father, that way when we humble ourselves underneath your mighty presence, that we can begin to release them people. We can begin to release those pains and those hurts, Father God, from our lives. And Father, right now, Father God, any soul ties that we've connected our soul to right now, we sever them right now in the name of Jesus and the Spirit. We loose them from our lives to any person, place, or thing that we have connected to. Any generational curses that might have been passed down, we let loose. We sever them right now in the Spirit, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And I ask you for the grace to rise up in the inside of everyone, Father God, for that lion to come forth, for that boldness and for that confidence to rise up into every one of your children this morning, Father God, to begin to put those things to death, to begin to step into the place called done and release that freedom and that liberation that they already have authority over, Father. I thank you, Father God. Father, and I call back every piece of everybody's soul in here that has been loose, that has been given away to any place, person, or thing that it should not have gone to. And I call it back. I command it to come back right now in the name of Jesus. To bring a wholeness back into your children, Father. So they can walk in wholeness, so they can walk in that freedom and just liberation, Father God. Joy and pleasure rising up, Father God, from their toes, Father God, just releasing all over their body. Complete healing, releasing all over their bodies. Any consequences from these aughts, freedom, releasing all over their bodies, Father God. As we hold the leaves of the tree of life unto our hearts right now, Father, we ask that that animating light would release into every part of our being right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that it would bring healing into our souls, that it would bring healing into our spirits, that it would bring healing into our bodies, releasing into our brains, releasing into our immune system, releasing into our kidneys and our bodies, bringing newness of life right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, flowing through our bones, flowing through our veins, that blood, any blood clots on the inside of us, breaking free, freedom, any chains that are tied to us, I see chains falling right now in the name of Jesus, any walls that people's put up around them, I see them breaking right now, coming down in the name of Jesus all over the place, Father. Father, release, Father, release the love, Father. Glory, Father. Yes, Father, chains breaking, Father. Freedom releasing. I feel liberation, Father. I feel liberation all over this place. I feel heavy weights and bondages releasing from everybody in here right now. Father God, clothe us, Father. Clothe us in your righteousness, Father God, as we step into that beautiful white robe, Father.
Father, we step into your righteousness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would clothe us in your joy. We ask that you would clothe us in your peace, Father. We ask that you would release your glory through us. Surround us, your favor, healing, your light, Father. Create your image and your likeness to come forth out of us, Father God. Create a light in us that's so bright that everybody would see the characteristics of God coming forth. They would see and feel and be able to experience the love of the Father, because now we are walking in wholeness. Now we are walking in freedom, Father God, being able to loose, to free everything from our hearts. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all you're doing in our lives, Father. I thank you, Father God, for this season that we're coming to, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, as you call back all of those that are walking in bondage right now. Everyone that is tied into a bondage, we call them back into the Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We sever that stronghold. We sever that evil capacity upon their lives. And we sever it and we call them back into this family right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whatever it is that you have to do, whatever brokenness they have to go through, Father God, we release the heaven's host of armies, Father God, right now in the Spirit to surround them right now where they are in Jesus' name. Come back. Come back. Come back. Father, every void in everybody in this house, everything that they were going through, Father God, we thank you for the encouragement. We thank you as you fill us all up with your love, Father God, and your peace, knowing that everything, Father God, as we lifted up our family members into the place called done, Father God, we know that it's done. We know that it's in your hands, Father God, and we rest assured, Father God. We rest assured that your good will come to pass in Jesus' name, Father. We give you all glory and praise, Father. We give you all glory and praise, Father.
Father, we thank you for this moment. As we just be transparent with you, as we just present ourselves in surrender to you. Lord, let our surrender to you, Lord, go with us all this week. Let our surrender to you go with us, Father, on the job sites. Let our surrender go with us, Father, in our homes, Father. Lord, let it go with us no matter what we're doing, Father, in the stores. Let our surrender to you, Lord. Let it bear forth fruit, Father. We thank you for the fruit that's being born forth as we just surrender to you this week. The fruit that's being born forth, Father. The freedom and the room, Father. We celebrate. Lord, we make room this morning. Because, Lord, your goodness, your mercy, your grace, Lord. Father, it comes in as an exchange. As we rid ourselves of these other things, Lord, as we surrender them to you, Lord, there's an exchange that comes out of heaven. There's an exchange that's released, Father, an exchange of light and life, exchange of peace, Father, and well-being, an exchange of security, Father, an exchange of sanctuary that is released into our hearts, Lord. An exchange, Father, an anointing is being released right now because, Lord, we're making room this morning. I thank you, Lord, that it continues, Father, by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, Holy Spirit, I just ask you to just continue ministering to each and every individual here, each and every individual who's listening. Let that exchange flow in their life. Holy Spirit, we thank you because you're well able to touch us, to deliver to us all that the Father has planned. So we make ourselves available. We receive this week. Because as we receive of this love, Lord, we're able to open up to one another, to share with one another, to be bonded with one another in new and new and wonderful ways, Lord, that we're able to represent the body of Christ, that we're able to represent the mind of Christ in new and wonderful ways. I thank you. Hallelujah. As this plays, you're welcome to just stand and worship and allow him to do some more in your heart. You're welcome to go, whatever it is that you need, but just carry with him an openness this week. And just release a prayer for all your brothers and sisters around, that God would continue ministering in their hearts, that he would bring forth his perfect will in each and every life. Hallelujah. Amen.